Scather made as if to grab the largish basin sitting on the next bed, decided he didn't have quite enough time, and slipped his pink, gloveless hands up the inside of Mia's thighs instead. This time, when Susanna made an effort to move closer to Mia, Straw didn't stop her. All of them, low men and vampires alike, were watching the last stage of the birth with complete fascination, most of them clustered at the end of the two beds which had been pushed together to make one. Only Straw was still close to Susanna. The vampire with the fire sword had just been demoted. She decided that Straw would be the first to go. "Once more," Scather cried, "for your baby!" Like the low men and the vampires, Mia had forgotten Susanna, her wounded, pain-filled eyes fixed on Sayre.
"May I have him, sir? Please say I may have him, if only for a little while."
Sayre took her hand. The mask, which covered his real face, smiled. "Yes, my darling," he said. "The chap is yours for years and years. Only push this one last time."
"Mia, don't believe his lies," Susanna cried, but the cry went nowhere.
Likely that was just as well. Best she be entirely forgotten for the time being. Susanna turned her thoughts in a new direction.
"Jake! Jake, where are you?"
No answer. Not good. Please God he was still alive.
Maybe he's only busy, running, hiding, fighting. Silence doesn't necessarily mean he's...
Mia howled what sounded like a string of obscenities, pushing as she did so. The lips of her already distended vagina spread further. A freshet of blood poured out, widening the muddy delta shape on the sheet beneath her. And then, through the welter of crimson, Susanna saw a crown of white and black. The white was skin, the black was hair. The mottle of white and black began to retreat into the crimson, and Susanna thought the baby would settle back, still not quite ready to come into the world, but Mia was done waiting. She pushed with all her considerable might, her hands held up before her eyes in clenched and trembling fists, her eyes slitted, her teeth bared. A vein pulsed alarmingly in the center of her forehead, another stood out on the column of her throat.
"Hee-ah!" she cried. "Kamala, you pretty bastard! Kamala, come! Come!"
"Dantiti," murmured Jay, the hawk thing, and the others picked it up in a kind of reverent whisper. "Dantiti, Dantiti, Kamala, Dantiti. The coming of the little god."